has a change of heart and all of that. So it just happens after that. Let's read. We did sing this a couple of years ago, but it was a while ago, and a lot of you are new since that time. So it will be new to a lot of you and a little bit familiar to some of you. Let's take a read right through. It's not too fast. It will eventually be more in two, but for right now, we'll take it about this tempo. One, two, three, four.
Oh.
make that bill would make some differences between the verses. The biggest of those, and our, I think part of, along with that, is a challenge to not sing, not to over-sing at the beginning, because each verse feels like it could be really, really big. But we don't want it to be so big until the very, very end, or else we have no place to go. But with that in mind, we're going to start with the big verse and go right to 64, please. And let's focus on the full parts this time. So right on 64, all your heads with your parts there. One, two, three, four.
Spirit and feel it.
rhythm that you have a couple times in this passage. Come together, come together. One of the ways that you can do that is if you feel that second beat pulse, instead of just thinking, well, I'm holding this for a while, and then I'm going to sing an eighth note, and then I'm going to go on. Come together, if you feel that inner pulse, that will help you. In the Christmas, whatever it is. So let's see if we can do those two things. Energize the eighth note, stretch the long note. One, two, long vowels.
Funky Disney ending.
deal, you just have 2 weeks instead of four. But notice there, subtly, it says R-A-L-L, which stands for?
Raleigh.
Which means?
Right.
So which means? Okay. Good. With that aside,